Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Tween Talk Radio, G4 Girl Radio for girls ages 11 through 14. Welcome to our first episode, our first show. We're kind of running behind, getting used to all these things, but I hope you guys enjoy the show and come on in. Come on in, tell a friend, let them know that we have Tween Talk Radio for girls ages 11 through 14. If you want to call in, we do have a call and number if you want to call in and leave a comment or talk about what we're going to be talking about. I believe that number is 515-605-9832. And if not, just join in with us and let's talk and have a good time, all right? We're going to be talking about how words wound, exploring the impact of negative language. How many of you have ever heard the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt? Well, we're here to tell you that words do hurt, and negative words, negative talk do hurt. Negative words hurt terribly, and we are in a day and time, and I wanted to just come and talk about how negative words impact girls' mental health and girls' life, because when you're constantly hearing the negative words, when you're constantly around people that are constantly saying negative words, it can really affect your self-esteem. It can really affect your mental health, and it can lead to poor decision-making, the inability to make right and wrong decisions, to be able to decipher between healthy and unhealthy choices. And then when we say negative words, we're talking about those words that we may hear: you're stupid, you're dumb, you're ugly, you're fat, you're skinny, you don't know anything, you're not right, you know, you act like this person, you look. It's a lot of negativity, and we live in a world where there is so much negativity out there that is very dangerous. And we just wanted to talk about a little bit about how it really affects our mental health. And as young girls, it affects it in so many ways. Negative words can impact mental health of young girls in various ways. When you're constantly exposed to criticism, when you are always criticized about what you do, how many of you out there have been in that situation where even when you try to do something good, you've been criticized? When you do something bad, you've been criticized. You know, the criticism and the insults are hurtful. How many know they're very hurtful, the insults? And the ones that even hurt most of all are probably the ones that we get from our family, people that are close to you, your siblings, who you may feel that they are the ones that are there to encourage you and not tear you down. But the insult, the criticism from family can hurt very, very much. And we don't want that. We don't want to live in a world where there's always negativity around us. It can lead to low self-esteem, feelings of worthlessness. And a negative self-esteem is very hard, you know. It can contribute to anxiety when we have these negative words going on all the time, depression, other mental health issues. And negative words can create a cycle of self-doubt, insecurity. And, you know, it can tear you apart. How many of you know that, you know, when you constantly hear the negativity, and it makes it difficult, very difficult for young girls to develop healthy relationships with friends, in family and different things, when you're constantly being talked to negatively, when you're constantly being told that all this negativity is negative. So we here at Tween Talk Radio, we want to be able to talk about topics and talk about these things and talk about how words affect us and talk about how we can make a difference and how can we change those things and how can we build up more positiveness in our life. And that is so important, because it's important to talk about the effect of words in our mental health as young girls, the pressure. How many of you have the pressure to be perfect? How many of you, the negativity of being perfect all the time? We're going to talk about those things too. How many menstrual cycle? Wow, they know that making you feel embarrassed about even having a menstrual cycle, it's negativity. And we want to talk about those things too. But before we leave, and this is just our first episode, and we're going to come back again and talk a little bit more about negative words and how they affect us and what we can do to make it better. But I just wanted to come on, and I don't want to leave you with anything, but I want to leave you with something. I'm sorry. So I want to leave you with a few things that may can help you. But we want to really get into talking about how words wound us and how words, there's an impact on the negativity of words and how it affects us. And, you know, I want to be able to encourage you to pull out the positiveness in your life. Get around positive people. If you have to put affirmations on your walls and in your phones, and sometimes we got to get off the phones and get off the scrolling, because sometimes you're coming across a lot of negativity, even in our cell phones. You know, depending on who you're following, what are you watching, what are you seeing, what are you doing, we need to be able to change that. We need to put in following people that are giving us positiveness, because when you have a lot of negativeness around you, you begin to have a negative day. If you start your day with negativity-ness, it becomes the rest of your day is negative. Have you ever been in school? You know, if you woke up in the morning, you started off good, and all of a sudden someone says something negative, or you scroll through the phone and you saw something negative. It affected your whole day of school. It affected your whole day with your friends. It affected everything. And you got to be careful of what are you watching on TV. A lot of negativities at night. That is one of the biggest dangers that a lot of young people don't understand, girls, is what you watch on TV and what you deposit in you. If you deposit a lot of negativity before you go to bed, you're going to be dreaming negativity. You're going to wake up feeling drained and drowsy and negative because you're up all night watching negative things. You're up all night having negative conversations. So even at night, if before you go to bed, you watch a TV, watch something positive. I know many of you may sleep with the TV on, or I'm a firm believer not to even have TVs in your rooms because of those things. Because it's constantly running at night while you sleep, and whatever's on it could be negative, and you're sleeping, and it's getting in your spirit, and you wonder why you wake up every morning before you go to school, you feel negative, you feel drained, you feel tired. Because you allow the negativity to come into your room, into your ear gaze at night. So try it. Do a trial run a whole week where you don't have TV in your room, or if you do, you turn it off before you go to bed and see the difference. And if you have your phones, put on some soft music. Put on some nice, I call it baby music, but nice waterfalls, nice positive music, nice things that you listen to on your phones before you go to bed, and see how that changes your attitude, your mental state, because all these things affect our mental health. We talk about mental health so much in this country, but all of these things affect our mental health, especially you as young girls. If you're getting so much negativity in, it affects your mental health. As I said before, it affects your decision-making. It affects how you look at yourself. It affects how you treat others, you know, because of the negativity-ness. But if you come and have some positive, you see that girl in school that is always happy and always smiling, is always positive. Everybody's looking at her like, oh, she thinks she's better than everybody. She thinks, no, that's not it. She may be living in an environment where there's a lot of positivity that's going around. And sometimes if your environment affects that, you got to change. I know you can't change your home, you can't change your parents, and you can't change your siblings. But you can change the people that you hang around. You can change what you read. You can change what you watch. You can change what you hear. And if you start to put those positive things around you, you'd be surprised how they'll start to draw people to you that want to be part of positivity-ness. And sometimes you have to be the one to say, look, I don't want any negative people around me. I don't want any negative conversation. If you're negative, I don't want you to, you can't be my friend, because I don't want to live in that lane, because it's draining. It's draining. Being negative is very draining. You begin to so tired, you know, and you want to be a part of something positive, girls. You want to be positive. You want people to be drawn to you because positivity is. So a lot of times there's so much pressure out here to be for you to be perfect. And it's a lot of negative pressure. And you be who you are. You be who God created you to be. And that is important. And like who you are. Look in the mirror. Say positive things to yourself, because negative self-talk is probably one of the worst and hardest things that we can do, is have negative self-talk to ourselves. And that is so dangerous. So speak positive to yourself. One thing I want to do is encourage positive self-talk, is for you to recognize and challenge the negative thoughts, and by promoting self-talk, positive self-talk, okay? Replace self-criticism, you know, replace all that negative thought that you have even about yourself, and remind yourself with affirmations. If you have to take post-it notes and stick them all over your room and make posters and print out things and hang up around in your room for positive, but the self-talk of yourself is so important when you talk positive to yourself, okay? Cut out the negative talking of yourself. Be positive. Speak positive. Love yourself. Encourage yourself. Look in the mirror. Say I'm smart. Say I'm beautiful. Say I'm strong. Say I am who God created me to be, and I love me. That's your self-talk. Do positive self-talk. Stop the negative self-talk, okay? Get around positive role models. And we're going to talk about more. This is just one episode, but we're going to get a little bit more into how words hurt and being able to encourage you. Watch who you're around. Get around positive people. Get away from the negative people. Get around people who's going to demonstrate positive confidence, who's going to give you a healthy outlook, whether it's through books, media, personal interaction. Expose yourself to individuals and people that embody positivity, embody kindness, and talk about it. Talk about ways that we can do better. And we're going to talk about ways that we can be more positive and have a more positive mindset and so forth. So promoting your self-expression, your creativity, personal growth, all of these are important when it comes to the positive side of words, because there are billions of positive words out there that we can use, okay? So I hope you come on. This is our first episode, kind of coming on in there, but we're going to come back again. We're going to do a part two of this, and we're going to talk a little bit more, get you more involved, get you to call in, get you to share how you feel when it comes to the negative words in mental health of young girls and how it affects us and how it's affecting you as a young girl, all right? So I thank you for coming in and joining us here at Tween Talk Radio, G for Girl Radio. This is for girls ages 11 through 14, that middle school age. I know you're out there. I see what you're going through. I know you want to talk, and we're here to talk, and we just come and listen. But we're here to talk and listen and share the things that you're going through, because that is one of the roughest part of growing up, is that middle school, because you're coming out of elementary and you're getting prepared for high school and you're kind of in the middle of everything and so much stuff is going on, you don't know how to navigate your life. But we're here. We're here for you at Tween Talk Radio. We're here for you, G for Girl Radio, where you're coming in, sharing what you want to talk about, encouraging each other, being positive, because we're all about positivity. All right? And so I want you to come on in and join us, all right? And thank you for this first time for coming in. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Until next time, bye-bye.